Hello again, and welcome to the May of the year 2022 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your regular host, Marv Pikla, and it is always my pleasure to join with you each month to share a special message about leadership and communication, about professional development, and then last but certainly not least, innovation. During the last few months, many areas in my consultant world of work have really started to stretch. You know what I'm saying? Stretch with regard to customer needs and change ideas and new services and product initiatives. Lots of really different stuff. And as you can guess, all of these stretching activities have really sparked that innovation lighter in me and push me to shift my mind totally into that innovation gear. So this month, I want to talk about and offer some ideas about how innovation motivates. How innovation motivates. First, let me explain that I know that most businesses and organizations cannot exist real well in a world that is in a state of constant change. But also, as you probably know, I am someone that many would refer to and consider a change agent. What's a change agent? It's somebody who kind of pushes and promotes and enables change to happen with any group or organization, any day, all the time. So now think about me being a change agent and blend that maybe with a few gallons of innovation. Well, that's where I have always liked to live. And fortunately, the people that worked with me during my director days really adapted well into that culture of continuous change and continuous innovation. And the reason I'm sharing this workplace history is that I found that one of the best outcomes of introducing any new innovation initiative is that it always, and yeah, I use the word always, motivated all of the gang to be even better. And I want you to think about this motivational phenomenon because I'm going to talk to you about five specialty areas or outcomes that came from the result of that innovation motivation. The first one, it always caused everybody to look more to the future. Think about that. That instead of thinking about what we did yesterday or complain about what's not or what should have happened, it's all about tomorrow. And that's what innovation motivation really pushed them toward. Number two, it always, every motivation was an agency-wide push, okay? So everybody was involved in it together again. And it brought about that unity and for a cause attitude. And it just kept everybody always more together than any other time. And number three, it required extra focus and attention because everybody, the public, the service, the community was watching. And you had to know what to do if the public asked you about the innovation. You had to be ready to tell them about it at any time. Up and down the line, it was great. And number four, it added that extra element of special. And you know what I'm talking about. That it's you were never looked at as the same old, same old. And you had that focus or feel of being fresh out there as a service organization. It was always an innovation motivator. And number five, each new innovation required everybody to look at new performance areas and like alternative ways of counting and evaluating and the freedoms maybe to do in a brand new way different things that maybe you we're thinking we're out of date. These fantastic five creativity actions were consistent, were consistently innovation motivators to everybody, every day. Well, guess what? We are already out of time. And I know that you know I could talk about innovation more and more and more. And I'd like to share the different innovative projects that I've been a part of for all of my time, and I could go on for hours. But today, for today, please go back and listen to this podcast again a couple times maybe, and maybe even write down what I term those fantastic five outcomes of innovation motivation. And don't be afraid to maybe try something different in your organization or your business as a result. I know, and I can promise you, it'll make everybody better. Thanks again for listening, and we'll share more thoughts next month.